Questions?
Just what's the excitement level for you just going into your first game as a defensive coordinator here at Louisiana Tech?
You know, you just want to find out what you're all about. Our guys have done everything we've asked them to do coming through spring and off-season workouts, and we've had a good fall camp, but ultimately you got to go test yourself. And what better environment to test yourself against one of the top teams in the country and find out where we're at.
What do you think you are?
Well, like I said, we're ready to play somebody. Like Coach mentioned, I think we have some guys that are playing fast right now, that have grown comfortable into the system. But they're going to endure one of the sternest tests probably that the country has to offer right now. It gets their attention when they see the University of Alabama on the first play of the Sugar Bowl and all 11 guys are in a stance and ready to play. And that's really probably the last snap of the whole game that occurs. So no matter how you try to prepare them for the tempo and which Oklahoma's offense plays with and how fast they really go, it's still every defensive coordinator that goes up against them preaches the same thing in terms of how imperative it is to get ready to play, and yet they still manage to surprise the defense with their tempo. So this game will be as much of a battle from the whistle into the snap as much as it is from the snap into the whistle.
How much is your experience against this offense? How much has it played into the game planning for the game?
Well, certainly you have a background in terms of what they like to do and what they like to and how they like to do it. But ultimately, this is a player's game, and the players will be the one on both sides of the ball that will determine the outcome. We feel like we've got a good plan, and like I said, the biggest thing, game one, regardless of your opponent, it's more about you. It's more about your rules and your assignments, and Oklahoma won't feel any differently towards us. You know, and just making sure that you don't do things to help your opponent. That, to me, above everything, is what you're trying to find game one, is just don't help them. And the way you don't help them is by being aligned in the wrong place, having your eyes on the wrong thing, those type of issues that we can control. You know, that has nothing to do with how fast or how big the guy lined up across from you is.
What have you told the defense? What are some of your goals defensively going into this year, just overall?
Well, overall, we want to be a winning defense. We want to be defined by what helps our offense win games. And the big part of being a winning defense is being a disruptive defense, try to put the offense in negative situations while at the same time limiting our exposure to big plays. Because ultimately, that's what dictates points on both sides. If offenses can create explosive plays, that's what helps them put big numbers up on the scoreboard. And defenses that can make the offense go the long way can keep the score down. While you make them go the long way, if you can try to still hunt and get a negative play, get them behind the chains, that increases your odds of getting off the field on third down. So it's not what anybody else tries to. It's not, you know, some theory that was unearthed, you know, and on some faraway planet. It's basically what it takes to play good defense. It's more important now than ever, given the offensive state of the game as it is today.
Manny, what's been the biggest obstacle that you've had to overcome since arriving here, and how close are you to overcoming that obstacle?
You know, I think one of the curious things is when you have it coming into the situation that we are, and getting and going through the adopting the player coming off the last season is really trying to instill the belief of who we are and how good we can be, and understanding that it's all out there for us. I mean, this team has a very high ceiling to it, and sometimes you think as coaches you may believe it more than the players at first. You really have to sell them that it just doesn't happen because we say it happens, and there's 125 other teams that agree with the same theory. But if we if they really start to look beyond themselves, you know, and give themselves to the team, give themselves to the scheme, and sort of play as one, that we have a chance to be good. The players get that now. I think they understand it. But now they have to go see it in a very chaotic situation at Oklahoma. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for us to the way that we fight, the way that we stick together. You're guaranteed to see adversity on Saturday. It's going to happen without a doubt. It might be as, like I said, it might be as chaotic of an environment as you have to go into. So what I'm looking for is, do we drop our gloves at some point? If you look at Oklahoma's numbers from last year, in the first and third quarter, and everyone they played, I think they outscored their opposition by like 4 points, 6 points. In the second and the fourth quarter, they've outscored their opposition by about 60 points each quarter, 120 points on the season. And that's what they do. They overwhelm you, And if you're not prepared, if you drop your gloves, then that's how all of a sudden something that's in hand gets out of hand quickly. So, and that's been their MO. So that's really what we want to see. Can we keep our gloves up and keep fighting the whole time?
Is there anything special you can do to combat their up-tempo offense?
Well, you have to have your simple rules. You have to be able to get aligned quickly. You have to have the understanding that the second the play ends, the next play begins. Because that's really the way it is. The play doesn't begin now with the snap. The play begins the second the whistle ends the previous play. So it's a matter of getting to your spot. If they can all get back aligned up on offense, and certainly we can do the same thing defensively, we've got to get the call. We've got to get the communication done as quick as we possibly can. And then we've got to get our eyes on the right place. And like I said, every defense coordinator tells their team the same thing. It doesn't mean that it always happens. And it might happen and happen and happen, but then all of a sudden now fatigue jumps on you. You know, and so that's an issue. So part of the way you try to combat that is you try to combat that by having it playing 22 instead of 11. So we'll try to feature a lot of guys early in the game. And so all of those things are what you have got to have to try to maintain your intensity against their tempo.
There's been a lot of talk this fall about the speed on the defense. And you just said that it's got a high ceiling. All the defenses you've been around, where does the talent level and the ability rank on this defensive side of the ball here than it has in other places?
You know, at this point, it's going to sound like a cop-out. It's really hard to say because you haven't been in a game. I've always felt it's unfair to rank players or defenses until you really have their body of work. Because right now, it's still all based off of potential. It's still based off of who they're asked to cover in practice or what linemen they're asked to go up against in practice. So, and I would say it's not – we wouldn't be ready to judge it next Monday or even the Monday after that. So, I know I like the guys. That's a coaching staff. We like the guys that we have the opportunity to coach. We like the way they work. We have guys that have been in games, but they're all the roles that they played last year, a lot of them have changed. The expectations for the ones that have played has changed. We still have some guys in the position that they're starting in for the first time. They may have played some last year, but not with what we're asking them to do. So it makes a big difference. If you have a guy that was hitting seventh or eighth in the batting order, you know, and all of a sudden put that guy third and fourth, yeah, he started, but he wasn't started in the position where he's expected to drive in the runs. So everybody, there's not a guy on defense right now that's not stepping up in terms of their level of expectation from where they were a year ago. And that's what we'll all find out together on Saturday and through all the following Saturdays in terms of how we handle that.
How well do you think that Oklahoma knows you and the scheme that you present and bring to the table?
Which everybody knows everybody. There are not a lot of secrets now in college football. I mean, we all, you know, with what we have access to film wise, I've had a relationship with their staff. I mean, I visited with their coaching staff when I was at Mississippi State. You know, I've got buddies on their staff, so there's a lot less trickery going on than we all think. We have an idea of who we have. They're trying to get their guys ready to play, and they're going to focus on just doing what they do well, regardless of how we line up. And to be honest, we're going to try to focus on doing what we do well, regardless of how they line up. So I think once the ball hits the foot, you know, a lot of the stuff that's going on the sideline is out of hand, and it's going to come down to the guys running around on the field.
Mentally, how do you think the defense has responded to the pressure of being so, you know, relied upon heavily to start the season?
Yeah, you know, for me, I don't think we look at it that way. We don't look at it in terms of a pressure. You know, Coach Holtz has mentioned, you know, Oklahoma's offense and defense are both fantastic, but I guarantee that Oklahoma's defense still goes to every game saying we're going to win this football game, because defense still gives you the defense always travels. Defense gives you the ability to win every football game, because there's going to be some point where the ball's going to get batted down. Something's going to happen offensively to over the course of 12 weeks. So I think any defense in the country would always say we want the burden of expectation of giving our team an opportunity to win the football game. Now, what we all understand is how we work together, that if we get them backed up, the importance of keeping them backed up, because that creates a scoring opportunity for our offense. If our offense is backed up, getting two first downs might be a gigantic success, so we can punt Oklahoma deep into their territory as opposed to going three and out and putting them on a deep field. Success is not always defined necessarily by you score, you stop them, because you have the field position. And then the thing that no one ever talks about in games like this, which is special teams. This is a season opener. Special teams is usually one of the things that really has a chance to swing the game one way or another, because that's where giant yardages are done. And it's a hard thing to simulate in practice. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, here comes a real kick, and we're covering it, and that type of deal. So we don't look at pressure. We look at this is just the way we play defense, and we're here to help, make, you know, to give us a chance to win the game.
When you look at, I don't know how much you've looked at NC State game from the opener, but gave up some big plays. And I know you've preached not giving up those big plays. Some that might have been miscommunication or whatnot out of place. Do you take that as a, have you shown that to the guys and say, this is what you did last year, let's do this different? Cause it's kind of the same atmosphere. Obviously, NC State, you can't compare to an environment like Oklahoma, but there's going to be a lot of people. First game, kind of maybe nerves kind of falling.
We will not show that game because we don't talk about really the past like that. What we just show is we have examples just in our practice. You know, what you have to say is, look, you know, a mistake right here, if we make a mistake in an empty stadium on a scrimmage night, then our expectation is you'll make that same mistake with over 80,000. So what you're always trying to mention that every practice rep is that game rep. And the more that we get in that idea that practice is game, then all of a sudden we can block out all the other, you know, the distractions in that stadium. So they're aware of that. And part of that, again, is on us to make sure that we're simple and that our rules cause for the least amount of communication possible so we can just get lined up and go play fast.
Anything else? All right.
Thank you all.
Thanks, guys.